Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Hike. As the Memorial Day holiday approaches, many people have picnics on their minds, maybe block parties or a long weekend getaway. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz discovered a 31-year-old man with a different plan. Andy Stentz is a Waukesha-based photographer. On Memorial Day, he'll be pulling on sturdy shoes for a walk across the state, from the Mississippi to Lake Michigan. Stentz, hiking sticks in hand, met up with Susan Bentz during a recent training session that took him through Lake Park. He says his mission is to raise money to help supply sustainable water sources, one pump at a time, in communities around the globe where a clean, reliable source of water doesn't exist.
There's so many people right now, there's almost a billion people without access to clean water. And so I figure this is one of the basic necessities of what makes a human, is being able to survive by drinking clean, safe water. Charles Fishman wrote a great book called The Big Thirst. And, you know, I learned from him, there's even places in the U.S. that people don't have access to clean water, which was simply amazing to me.
So you'll start off on the Mississippi. In what spot?
I'm going to be at the Riverside Park in La Crosse. I'll probably touch the water, probably not get my feet too wet. But I'll be going from La Crosse, and it's wonderful. We have so many great bike trails throughout the state. I'm basically going on bike trails from La Crosse to Sparta, and then there's the Sparta Elroy, the 400, and then a little bit around Devil's Lake. I've got to be on streets all the way through Madison. But then after Madison, I pick up the Glacial Drumlin, and I essentially take that down to the New Berlin Trail and the Hank Aaron Trail, and then through the streets of Milwaukee. And I'm going to, the goal, depending on the water quality of the lake at the time, is going to be to jump in the lake at McKinley Beach. So that's the ending point.
And how much time are you allowing yourself?
So it's 10 days of walking with one day off. I'll be off on Sunday, June 3rd in Madison. My goal is to speak to a couple different churches and just get them hopefully involved. And it's 25 miles, essentially 25 miles, 26 miles a day, most of the days. The last day, Thursday in Milwaukee, is going to be a half marathon, only 13 miles. So that'll be a short day. And I'll start probably in the afternoon. So family and friends, not only are they going to be joining me, but they're going to be able to be out at about 7, 7:30 when I finish at the lake.
Talk about support. Are you raising money already, or how is this being put together?
The goal is to raise $50,000. So far, we've raised about a quarter of that. So we've raised about $12,000. It's really exciting to see the creative ways that people have been giving. I had a young boy recently that decided, instead of birthday gifts from all of his friends for his birthday party, for I think it was his 10th birthday, he decided to ask all of his friends for donations for the walk. And together they raised over $550 just for a birthday. So that was amazing. I had a bride recently that did the dollar dance. And she called me up and said, made an announcement to everybody that said the dollar dance was going to be all donated to our photographer here, and his walk for clean water. And it was just extremely touching.
Has this mostly been passed around through clients, because you're a professional photographer? How does that come up with clients, and what is your marketing strategy, Ben?
You know, I actually haven't yet sent an email out to my clients. My goal has really just been to talk about it with anybody I can without being annoying and overbearing and saying, hey, give me your money. But Facebook has really been probably the largest ability for me to spread the word. In fact, this morning, I'm trying out a new app on my phone, which allows people to track exactly where I'm at. So that seems to be working. The people I've talked with this morning that are testing it out see me on their computer and see me walking around Milwaukee. And so I'll have the ability, as long as I get cell signal, to have my position, you know, tracked exactly. So as people want to join me, they can see I won't be going so fast, so, you know, they can jump ahead a few miles and I'll catch up to them pretty quickly.
Are you tenting along the way, or and what are you doing for your support team?
I have drivers for every day. The drivers are essentially going to be doing a lot of reading. They're going to drop me off at one point, and we'll look at the map and figure out exactly where the next point is that they need to meet me. And I'll probably walk about a half marathon in the morning, take a little break depending on the heat and the weather as well. So it's about 3.5-4 hours walking in the morning, and then another 3.5 in the evening. We've had some wonderful donations from hotels And I'd forget one if I tried to list them all right now. So luckily, it won't be tenting, because that just adds a whole nother layer of complexity to the health of your time out there. I'm really looking forward to a nice sleep in a bed every night. I'm going to need it.
So you started planning this over a year ago.
Yeah. When I find something that I care about, I tend to, unfortunately, instead of doing something, I read a book about it, and I have long discussions into the night with friends and family about it, but I don't actually do anything. So when I decided I was going to do this, I called up Jody at Living Water International. She's the contact for this region. And this was over a year ago now. And I said, hey, I'd really like to do this walk and raise money, but if I don't call you and tell you, May 27th, the day before the walk, 2012, is going to come around, and I'm going to be sitting at home on the couch watching TV thinking, hey, wasn't I going to do something tomorrow? So I kind of put a stake in the ground pretty early and said, hey, I'm going to do this walk, and I've been training now in earnest since January.
So you're taking this walk during prime photography season.
I am. Yeah, I've turned away a couple of weekends of weddings. But one of the things that I decided when I went full-time wedding photography a couple years ago was that I really had a desire to use the time that I have in ways that I could give back, both to the people around me and the people that maybe I'll never meet. The goal would be to, next year, actually go along on one of the well projects that Living Water International does and go to one of the countries where the wells are being built. And as a photographer, I want to document that and then be able to share that with all the people that have been supporting me on this journey.
That was Andy Stentz, a Waukesha-based photographer who will start his cross-state walk on Memorial Day. He does plan to carry a camera along to capture a bit of his walk for clean water. If he hits his $50,000 goal, Stentz estimates 10 communities will have access to clean water where they didn't before. You can check out Stentz's work from a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And there is more of Lake Effect in just a moment on WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio.